Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We have made it to Friday. Hope everyone's having a great start to the weekend if you got out of work early, or maybe you're at work, but let's be honest, you're not really working. You're thinking, where's happy hour tonight? Or maybe you're like me and you're just a few hours away from a weekend road trip. Whatever it is you are doing, thank you for making us a part of your day. Going to get into a lot of stuff in these 2 hours, but if you want to comment on any of it, as always, 803-0930, star 930, and the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board obviously is open, 803-0930. A few weeks ago, we brought you this story with the Erie County clerk. He joined me. He gave an update to Bowerly. Bowerly and I are kind of going back and forth on this story, and the clerk is with us now. Mickey, welcome back.
Hey, Joe, how are you doing today?
It's Friday. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding, too.
All right, so I have been following your socials, and you've given us two updates to fill everyone in. The county, again, through the letters from the Public Works Commissioner, have been trying to take an office that is an office within your office for the Buffalo News, which we'll talk about their announcement later in the show. And you filed a complaint. You told them that wasn't okay. Where are we this Friday, Mickey?
Sure, Joe. You know, after I wrote the letter to the county executive, I didn't hear anything for a couple of days. I assumed because nothing was happening that we were good. I was leaving the office the other day, and there was a gentleman, and he was looking at the door lock, and I asked him what he was doing there, and he stated that he was there to change the locks. And I said, well, who do you work for? And he conveyed to me that he got a direct order from the Commissioner of Public Works to change the locks. I said, well, get the hell out of there. I said, you know who I am? He says, yes, I know, you're the county clerk. And I said, well, don't touch anything in there. Let me handle this. So he left. He was very respectful. He was just doing his job. So I don't blame him. I got on the phone with the commissioner, called him right away, and he said, they're going forward. One way or the other, they're going forward. They're taking the office. and I told them that it's a violation of a local law. Back in 1987, the Erie County Legislature gave the authority to the county clerk at that time to license all surplus space in the Erie County Clerk's office. As I stated previously, we work with many title companies, and they pay a significant amount of money for the proximity downtown to the clerk's office, nearly $1,000 a month, over $12,000 a year. That's revenue that comes in to help defray costs in the clerk's office. That's revenue for Erie County, nearly $120,000. And, once again, we didn't know what was going to happen. I came into work the next day, and, I would have loved to stay, but fortunately, because I was looking forward to seeing my daughter was at, daycare services. I had to go pick her up, so I couldn't stay. But the next day, I got in, and the locks were changed. And I looked, and they moved all of everything, including confidential pistol permit files. They moved it into a room, just threw it in there without any care or concern. We had over 30 reams of paper. Remember, Joe, I told you, it took us 6 weeks to get paper. We were so close to running out of paper. We've been trying to work with the purchasing department. But every time you order paper and envelopes in Erie County, I've never heard this before, they bid it out every single time. So 6-7 weeks, we might have had to close the clerk's office to business because of the inefficiency of us getting these approvals for paper. I mean, this is just going on and on. I don't know if it's being done purposely, but it was close. So we had over 30 reams of paper, and they just moved those up onto top of cabinets. And, we have a lot of women that work for us in the office, not saying that they couldn't handle it, but God forbid, lifting up, 30 pounds of weight is not easy. I was concerned about that, so we had to let the staff know. In addition to that, some of the files that they may have to get at, once again, they did not communicate. They just think this is a surplus room that we don't utilize for our day-to-day operations. Thank God we were able to get some of the stuff out of there, some confidential stuff, but we couldn't even open up our pistol permit file cabinets. Finally, once again, they do not respect the office. They do not respect me from the standpoint of they don't understand that we have confidential meetings in the conference room adjacent to that. Once again, I was very upset, and I happened to call the county executive and tell him he hasn't returned my call. He hasn't returned my letter. I finally got him on the phone, and I told him, we have the local law. This needs to be done. You need to change your mind. He told me that, basically something about freedom of the press. And I said, yeah, freedom of the press doesn't mean you get free space. And we had some words. And then in addition to that, I received a letter from the county executive. And in the letter, he states that we have an obligation to the Buffalo News. An obligation. To me, it's you just because it's freedom of the press doesn't mean you get free office space. To me, it's a gift of public funds. And Joe, I filed a resolution with the legislature. I mean, once again, that local law was 1987. I am going to fight this as long as I can. But right now, that space, the locks have been changed, and we do not have access to that room.
So you currently, as we speak, do not have access to that room, but they're not going to go ahead and put the Buffalo News there, right? I mean, they have to resolve your complaint.
No, that's their plan. No, that's the plan. They're continuing their plan. That's the plan to put the Buffalo News there. So I filed a resolution with the legislature. Matter of fact, I got a private email from Sandra Tan stating that she didn't like that I was using the word quid pro quo. She said there was never a quid pro quo with the county executive and herself. And I said, basically she said her editors will be watching. To me, that sounded like a threat.
That does.
When you say, my editors will be watching. And so once again, I mean, the county executive, he's going forward with this. And I told him that, we are going to fight him every step of the way. And, some of the other things that he said, I told him he's got to mind his business on. So, look at Joe. I'm not afraid of these people. I fought some big shots in Albany, Sheldon Silver, some nasty people that went to prison. And, you know, if we got to fight them, I'm going to fight them. But this is it. We're at the Rubicon. We're at the crescendo. They have unilaterally locked independently elected official Alfum space that they had been duly given the authority by the Erie County Legislature under a local law. I hope the legislature, comes to their senses. I did speak to the chairman of the legislature, Mr. Timothy Myers. He said he's going to look into it. It's the first that he's hearing of it, but I'm hopeful. But Joe, this is so egregious that they are changing the locks for a private entity. And, you know, I got the letter from Mr. Poloncarz, and listen, literally, this is what he says. We have an obligation to the Buffalo News. Those are his words, not my words. An obligation. Are you kidding me? She said she deserves this. She doesn't deserve this. Just because the News Bureau was there, and the 8th Judicial District, reclaimed that space, they can go anywhere. We're not against media being there. And I told Bowerly, and I told you, I said, if you guys wanted it, the answer is no. We can't have media in that space adjacent to that space. Now, is there other space, that we could have in the clerk's office? Of course. We've got some room down by the title searchers that if someone needs Wi-Fi or if someone needs to talk on the phone, but that's not good enough for the county executive.
So, the resolution with the legislature, what other action can be taken? I mean, I am surprised that Tim Myers says he hasn't heard it because I thought Tim Myers listened to the program. I'm kind of upset to hear that. But what can be taken if the legislature won't budge?
Well, here's what could happen. If we have to, and I don't want to, but if we could file what's called an Article 78, if something is arbitrary and capricious, this is something that happens all the time in the Poloncarz administration. They skirt the laws. They play in the gray areas. And from the county attorney to the head of DISS giving away our emails to the county attorney without our notification, they play in the gray area. So what we would do is we'll go to court. We would ask for an immediate remedy, a return of the space back to the county clerk's office. I mean, Joe, what a waste of time. This is such a waste of time to please a private entity, the Buffalo News, who's not even here anymore. They're in Cleveland. They've laid off all their printing. They don't even print the paper here anymore, which was once a great industry providing fair news. It's just definitely gone downhill from my standpoint.
Can I ask you, because yesterday you had all the issues with the traffic going on and the county executive was too busy on social media going after you. Do you think this has something to do with the fact that you won't budge on the office?
Of course. I mean, listen, I wrote the letter. I waited and waited. I couldn't take it. You know what leadership is? Leadership is picking up the phone and talking to people that you don't get along with. That's what leadership is. I picked up the phone and I called him. Now, to his credit, he answered the phone. So that's a good start, right? So you got to have a call and then you got to have an answer, right, Joe? When you were dating your wife, she didn't pick up the phone, you wouldn't be married today. So he picked up the phone. we started the conversation. And you know what? And I told him, I'm sick and tired of this, innuendo, this nonsense. You know, I said it the last time, if you don't want to do the job anymore, then give it to somebody else. Let's get where they're supposed to be there for the taxpayers. They are worried. Why are they so worried about the Buffalo News? Tell me about this. Why are they so upset and they're putting themselves on the line for this private entity? Why are they doing that? They changed the locks. They know they violated the law because in the letter that I received from the county executive, not once does he say you're wrong on the law. All he says is we have an obligation to the Buffalo News. Do you agree having a free press reporting on the daily affairs of county results in a better county government for our mutual constituents? Yes, but it doesn't have to be in that room. Joe, with technology, people have laptops, people have phones. I mean, I don't know when the last time I've seen a reporter from the Buffalo News come into the county clerk's office. They normally do everything via email and on the phone. That's the modern day reporter, right? In the old days, I get it. The reporter was embedded. When I was at City Hall on the council, Brian Meyer, he was embedded. He would be there at the meetings. And I know he had an office over there. So once again, times have changed with technology, but you don't take an independently elected official. You don't take staff that's being utilized on a day-to-day basis and you give it to a private entity. I mean, I don't know why. Why do you do this? I am baffled.
Yeah, I mean, they give very positive coverage to the Democrats in county politics. Let's be honest. I think that has something to do with it. Were you surprised to see the county executive post what he posted yesterday about the comptroller audit?
Yes, I was. You know what? Here's the thing. You know, that's one of the things I talked to him about. You know, I like to tell people to their face. You know, we stated in there every single audit that has been committed, that has been done by whether it's the comptroller, whether it's been a third party, whether it's been done by the state comptroller, the investigation by the district attorney, investigation by the sheriff. Every time they finish their investigations, do you know what they say, Joe? We want to thank the Erie County Clerk's Office for cooperating with this investigation. When Comptroller Hardwick came to my office, to his credit, he walked down. He said, "Mickey, I think there's a problem." And I've known the man for over 40 years. And, you know, we talked about it and said, you know, I want to be part of the solution, not the problem. Let's co-sign a letter, which we did. And we started the investigation together. And I said, you know, as part of good government, I think it would be good. And, you know, that sort of went off the rails a little bit when we saw sort of the methodology that they were using. However, in the end, a person went to jail for breaching the public trust. And because someone put in an email to themselves, it wasn't even an email. There was nothing in there. They put that in there. To me, you know, the Buffalo News, and I've gotten phone calls. I think it's funny that the day that I came out against the Buffalo News, they run that, and I'm waiting for an editorial. The editorial will probably be next, but I think it's funny, and I think it's really close. It's really close because for an elected official for defamation, the standard is malice, and it's very close. That headline is trying to imply that I knew something, which I didn't, that I seen those emails, which I didn't, and there were only two emails, and they were emails to himself saying specific things in the headline, and they're trying to make something big into it. Hey, I say if someone has a problem with it, investigate it. And I talked to the county district attorney yesterday, and I conveyed to him what was going on with the space because of the uncertainty with the space. Now he has to make new plans, and he's like, "Mickey, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to just come up with new plans because of the uncertainty and what's going on." So I give him a lot of respect. You know, he tried his best. We try to work together. So the office space given to the Buffalo News, I think, why would you give that to them? And the county executive, once again, stating and comment on that. Yes, he can comment on that, but comment on the facts. Do you know, Joe, that one of the things that did come out in this forensic audit, which was laughable, but one of the things that did come out was that, and we didn't know this, and I did, and I mentioned this to the district attorney, I'm going to call the sheriff, I'm going to call all the elected officials, and I'm going to let the legislature know that for 2 months in 2021 and in 2022 during COVID, a lot of stuff going on during COVID, emails disappeared. They were deleted by the county government. Now, you would think that if every single email for 1 month was deleted, that they would reach out and talk to the county-wide officials and say, "Hey, just don't want to let you know that we had an issue." But it not only happened once, it happened in May of 2021, November of 2021 and May of 2022. It happened again. Why did those emails disappear? And I think that's something the legislature needs to look at and review, the day-to-day operations of what's going on. So, yes, Joe, you know, we've been open and transparent and we've worked with them. And the big thing that came from this audit, once again, third-party audit. No more criminal activity. It was a sole person. No additional criminal conduct was found to have occurred by any county employee, and no additional missing or misappropriated funds were discovered. The problem is it was a lot of money that was spent for taxpayers to review. There was no new recommendations. It was duplicative of the Erie County Comptroller, over $165,000. That's a pretty expensive amount of money just to say, yep, the Comptroller got it right. They found that one person, and they're in state prison.
Well, I will say this, Mickey, anytime we ever ask you to come on the show, regardless of what the topic is, I don't think you've ever turned us down. The county executive is the complete opposite. And, you know, again, we'd like to get both sides of the story, but we appreciate you always coming to us with the information, and look forward to another update, hopefully an update that says you get your office back.
Joe, I hope so, because, you know, this is getting to the point where it is quite ridiculous that we're there to do the people's work. You shouldn't be weaponizing an office, right? It should be there for the public good. And you know, this is why I'm a big proponent of term limits, huge proponent, because, you know, you get new administrations 3-4 years and things just fall apart.
100%. Mickey, always great talking with you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Joe.
That is Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. More after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome back. This could have been a one-hit wonder when we did our one-hit wonder show. American Hi-Fi Flavor of the Week. Ooh. Did I feel that song when I was in high school? Let me tell you. Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. thank you to Mickey Kearns for keeping us in the loop on this show, on Bowerly's show, and just on the station. And again, this is what I talk about, transparency. You know, the Kanye executive yesterday is attacking the clerk again, and, you know, this is a continuation. But when he's asked to come on and talk about all the stuff that he wants to post on social media or go run to the Buffalo News, he won't come on here and talk about it. Why? Because we have a different opinion? Like, I don't understand that. If I was an elected official, I would probably find myself talking to the people I disagree with more than the people I agree with. Like, if I was an elected, let's say I'm an elected Republican, right? I would be on NPR stations. I'd be talking to the Buffalo News. Like, of course, I'm going to talk to the people who disagree with me. I'm going to make sure they don't think I'm covering something up. Not that I think the county executive is covering anything up. I just think there's a reason he posted this story when he did. And he's trying to get his friends, the Buffalo News, into a more preferred county office. And of course, they're going to pick on the clerk because, you know, the comptroller's on the same team. The DA who wanted the office is, you know, the clerk was going to share the office with. You know, they're all on the same team. Mickey cares about his office. Like, he's there working with the DMV, with the gun license, with all the stuff they have to deal with. Yeah, he's not there to play on, you know, the Erie County Democrats team. He's there to run the office. And it seems like everyone else, you know, it's, hey, we got to benefit our team. I need this, this, and this done. You know, the Rath building, when I think of, and I know the clerk's in Old County Hall, but when I think of county politics, and this isn't everybody, right? I mean, obviously, I'm not counting Mickey in with this and some on the legislature, I don't think. But for the most part, you look at county politics, and it's like the Bowling for Soup song, High School Never Ends. Because I feel when we're covering Erie County politics, high school never ends should be a theme for the crap that goes on in Erie County politics. Anyway, again, thanks to the clerk for keeping us in the loop. And again, we're on top of this story. And thanks also not only to the clerk, but to the members of the legislature who have invited me to their office to do a show. I'm probably going to take them up on that, just so you know, that will happen. And it was funny, the day after Mickey broke this story, I had two legislators reach out to me and say, anytime, Joe, you can do a show for my office. Well, not that I don't love the studio. You know, I love seeing Tanner, right, and everybody. However, I also love remotes. I love the fair. I was talking to Lisa Polizzi yesterday. I would like to go to like some kind of Halloween haunted house or something and do the show from there. Like I like to get out in the community. And I would love to do a show from a county official's office. So we'll do that in the future. And I brought this up to DA Kane a week ago. I think, why don't you tell the Buffalo News? Okay, you want to be closer to the county resources. I know a big empty building that nothing's going on right now, where you would just be a few steps from the county offices. That's the Main Place Mall. Why don't we put, we could put the Buffalo News in the old Foot Locker at the Main Place Mall, and they could walk down. They'd still be closer than their offices at Larkin, and they could walk down, and then, you know, everyone, you wouldn't have them near confidential information. We wouldn't have to have this going on. But again, the county executive wants to flex his muscles. And, you know, the way I see this is they want to try to bully the guy who's not playing on their team. And I just think that's so amateur. You know, there's nothing. Mickey said it best. There's nothing else going on in county politics. This is we're going to focus on where we need to put the Buffalo News in county offices. There's nothing else. There was a traffic jam for 3 days on the 190. We got a blurb from the county executive. So he wants to fight the fight of getting the Buffalo News outside of Mickey Kern's office, but he wants to do as little as possible on talking about the traffic backup yesterday and what our emergency officials, you know, a paid position, what they learned so this doesn't happen again. Where's that press conference? Where's that posting on social media? You know, for we have sat down with members of our team and have decided they love pictures of, you know, they can all get their name tents and take pictures of that and sit around a table, talk about how important they are, and then say, hey, you know what? If this happens again, right, if Canada's system fails again, we have a plan to put commercial vehicles in a lot, like I said yesterday, a lot of empty lots in Buffalo. We got a place to put these vehicles so that the 190 isn't backed up for 3 days. So the 190 isn't backing up onto Delaware, Hurdle, Main Street. And Bowerly brought up a great point yesterday. What if the 33 does get filled in? What if Brian Higgins and Sean Ryan get their goal and the 198 is torn down to expand Delaware Park? Could you imagine if those two roads were not in existence yesterday and everything we were talking about with traffic and the commercial vehicles backed up and 190 was the only expressway into downtown Buffalo? Could you imagine how bigger of a mess that would have been? But no, our county officials, the guy running for mayor is too busy, you know, talking about broken streetlights on Elmwood. And the county executive is too busy making sure his friends at the Buffalo News have a cozy office right outside of the clerk's office. That to me is just such a waste of time and county resources. And I hope the clerk doesn't back down. I hope he gets his way, because that is just, it's just so childish. Oh, you don't want that here? Well, guess what? We're going to change the locks. This is like the movie Election with Reese Witherspoon and Matthew Broderick. This is like the movie Election playing out in Erie County politics. Anyway, talking about the Buffalo News, they announced today, and I have the statement here, they announced today that they will no longer be printing on Mondays. So starting November 3rd, there will be no Monday Buffalo News. And their announcement says that starting the week of November 3rd, the news will produce a printed paper 6 days a week from Tuesday through Sunday. We will continue to produce an e-edition 7 days a week and post the latest news, sports, and features on their website. Now, as we know, the Buffalo News doesn't have their big building downtown. That is, I believe, owned by Doug Jamal. They don't print in Buffalo. They're printed out of Cleveland. Okay. They've lowered their newsroom to 40 members on the staff now. I don't know if that includes part-timers as well. I'm guessing. And we also know that they want to move their office at the county hall. But, I mean, this is a continuation. Now, a few weeks ago, we also heard that they're no longer going to put the New York Times articles in the Buffalo News. So you're going to have a paper 6 days a week. What is actually going to be in that paper? I mean, Dear Abby, okay? Pergament telling you what podcast he's listening to. But seriously, what's going to be in the Buffalo News? We're going to get wedding updates from the county executive. Sandra Tan will make sure that's on the front page. Okay, we'll get the county love stories. We'll start that as a weekly edition. But what is the reason to get the Buffalo News? 803-0930, *930. Now, just to tell you how quickly this shift has happened, I remember one of the first times I filled in for Sandy Beach, 2018, when I started doing fill-ins. And I think the Buffalo News had been delayed that day. Okay, this is when they were still printing in Buffalo. And the Buffalo News had been delayed that day. And I did a show about, you know, physical media and who still reads the Buffalo News. And the phones were lit up with people who were upset that they hadn't gotten their paper, that they still read the paper, even though they realized the coverage, let's be honest, slants more to the left. They have just always had a paper. Mom and Dad had a paper. It's part of their, Dave Leventhal telling, you know, it's part of the routine. You grab the paper, you have your coffee. That's how you start your day. People like that familiarity with the newspaper. You know, you've got people who read the comics and the sports section and all that stuff. So that was 2018. Now, we talked about the paper when they moved out of the building that they had been in forever. And, you know, not as many people had subscribed. right? We didn't have the phones jammed with people talking about how, you know, what if I don't get my paper? And then we look at subscriptions, which now for the physical paper are under 35,000, right? Now you can add, I think it doubles for digital subscriptions. But what is the reason to get a newspaper? Let's not just throw the Buffalo News under the bus. What is a reason to get a newspaper? Is it really just, hey, you know, my day is carrying that paper, sitting down at the table, and looking through it? Now, I've never known that to be the way I start a day, right? I've always, since I can remember, I've started my day with the radio, right? Be it in my parents' car, with them driving me to school. I've always had a shower radio. I still have a shower radio, an old school analog shower radio. So I can say that as long as I can remember, my mornings were listening to the radio. And by the way, I just should point out, we're not going anywhere. We still blast our signal from our towers, so you can get us the old school way. You can get us on your phone, your smart speaker, all that stuff. We're not going anywhere. But if you still subscribe to the Buffalo News, USA Today, New York Post, anything, if you subscribe to a paper, what is the reason for keeping that on your list of subscriptions, as we talked about earlier in the week, subscriptions? Because what are you getting from the paper that you can't get somewhere else? And again, I don't want to single out the Buffalo News, because I will put my hand up and say, we have done stories on this show that were brought to my attention from articles in the Buffalo News. So I don't want to completely throw the Buffalo News under the bus, because I'd be lying if I said I don't go to the Buffalo News website as part of show prep. I go to everyone's website, right? Our website, the news's website, 247. I go to everyone's website, USA Today, New York Times. I mean, I have a plethora of sites that I start my show prep on. But for you, why are you still getting either the physical or paying for a digital subscription to something? That is it something you can't get somewhere else? Dear Abby, I use Dear Abby as show prep. There are some Dear Abby questions on there that we could definitely get the phones ringing, okay? You can get that for free online. Dear Abby's, I hate to break the news to you, Abby's not in Buffalo, okay? Dear Abby's all over the place, and you can get that online. You think of sports coverage. Now, I, you know, the first place I always go is our sister station, WGR, right? I mean, they're dedicated to sports 24/7, 365. Sabres, Bills, I go there, right? For the Mets, I go to our sister station, WFAN, in New York. Or The Athletic. I do have to say I have an Athletic subscription for college football and for baseball. But for the local sports, I go to WGR and you know, 247. And the Buffalo News does have a good sports section. In my opinion, it's not worth a subscription to get that coverage. I can, number one, I watch the games, but I can get that coverage just, again, WGR, it's free. Going online, ESPN, the free sites there. I don't feel like, and again, no offense, I know people get the Buffalo News just for their sports section. But for me, like, I can find that stuff without paying a subscription. And I think, you know, that's why you're seeing subscriptions go down. Again, of all newspapers, this isn't just a Buffalo News issue. Now, again, Buffalo News not printed in Buffalo. Now they won't have a Monday paper. And compared to the days when I was delivering the Buffalo News, and, you know, it was a thick paper during the week, and on the weekends, I mean, me carrying that paper to your front door, I was getting a workout. I mean, now even the Sunday paper that's $5 if you buy it on the shelf is very thin. I mean, there's not a lot to it. You used to have people that would subscribe to the Sunday paper, and they would read sections of the Sunday paper on Wednesday. That's how thick that paper was, right? Now, it had a ton of coupons and everything in it too, but I mean, you had sections that, again, it wasn't timely news, right? There was stuff deeper in that paper. I would know, I delivered it. There was stuff deeper in that paper that you could read those articles on Tuesday. And, you know, it was just like fluff, pop culture stuff. You had the TV guide section of the paper. That was always in a basket right next to the TV in the basement. So I want to know, if you're out there, is anybody out there? If you're out there and you subscribe to a type of paper, right? Be it the Buffalo News, physical or digital, or, you know, a magazine. Why do you keep that subscription? What is it offering you? And if you used to be a Buffalo News subscriber, again, when I was delivering the Buffalo News, if you didn't get the paper on the weekdays, you got it on the weekends. I stopped at every house dropping off that Sunday paper. What was the final, what was the nail in the coffin for you stopping your paper subscription? 803-0930, star 930. We'll talk about that. We'll also get an update at the market. I'm obsessed following the markets right now. We'll talk about that and so much more. It's Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, welcome back. Hour number two. Oh, I did it, Tanner, didn't I? Sorry. Pretend I said, hey, welcome back. It's Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WB. You know, sometimes it's just an old habit and you could stop doing it for months and then you're just getting to the groove of the song. My apologies. 803-0930, star 930, if you'd like to get on the show. I'd love to know. I'd love to hear from a Buffalo News subscriber. And just tell me, is it tradition, right? Is it just you're used to having that paper in the morning? I just want to know what keeps, or is there something specific that you subscribe to, either the Buffalo News or any kind of paper? We'll take those calls at 803-0930, star 930. We also are keeping our eyes on the Senate, as soon there will be a Senate vote. Now, I have to say, from everything I'm hearing, there is not much hope that the shutdown will end this weekend. However, there will be a vote, and obviously, you know, we'll tell you if there's the shock, what happens. I think what's interesting is you hear, you know, doom and gloom with the shutdown, right? It's, we're in a government shutdown. This is awful. And again, I realize there are people not getting a paycheck, and if that was me, I would be livid. But I think it's interesting how the markets are, you know, having a great day given the uncertainty with the government shutdown. Because we were told that this could be trouble for the markets. But, I mean, it's gone down a little bit, but an hour ago, for the first time ever, the Dow hit 47,000. That had never happened before. Now, it hasn't closed there. Right now, it's at 46.7, still up 270 points. But, I mean, we had a historic day on Wall Street. Yeah, I'm having people tell us that the economy's awful, the market's going to crash, this government shutdown is ruining everything. Again, I always say, you know, step back and try to see reality and not just the talking points, regardless of what side of the political aisle you are on. Because, I mean, right now, it seems for the average person who doesn't work for the government, things are okay. Like, things are the exact same as they were 3 days ago. But by the way, cheap plug, we will be talking with Dave Leventhal about the government shutdown, even if it has stopped, on Sunday. So make sure you tune into Hardline for that. Now, if you are just joining us and you're thinking, Joe, why are we talking about the Buffalo News? Well, two reasons. Number one, the Buffalo News is, the county executive is continuing his push to put the Buffalo News in Old County Hall. Now, they've been there, but now they want a different office space where the clerk is, and they changed the locks on the door after the clerk said, could we consider a different place? So that's happening, and you heard an interview with Mickey Kearns in the first segment. And then today, the Buffalo News announced that it will no longer be delivering a Monday paper. The paper will only be Tuesday through Thursday of the physical paper. Now, the physical paper, we know their subscriptions, I believe, are under 35,000. But they say at the Buffalo News, our focus is in-depth journalism that readers will only get from us regardless of the platform on which they choose to read us. Starting the week of November 3rd, the News will produce a printed paper only 6 days a week from Tuesday to Thursday, or to Wednesday. Oh my gosh, Tuesday to Sunday. We will continue to produce an e-edition 7 days a week and post the latest news on the website. for me, when the Buffalo News moved its printing operation out of Buffalo, it was only a matter of time until they started scaling back paper papers, right? That it was going to be more digital, and if you wanted the articles from the Buffalo News, you would have to get it online, and November 3rd will be the first step of that. I want to know, out there, 803-0930, do you still subscribe, or did you used to be an avid news reader, right? That Buffalo News, that paper was with you all day, or at the very least, you got that paper every Sunday. What was the final nail in the coffin for you? Why did you stop getting a physical newspaper? 803-0930, star 930. Let's start in Alden with Sue. Sue, you Hi. Used to be a Buffalo News subscriber.
Yes, yes, I was. Probably for about 30 years. And I stopped a few years ago, and I decided to do the digital. And they would notify me. They never notified me that the price was going up until I noticed on my auto pay that all of a sudden the price went up from $4.99 to, well, it was $2.99, and then it went to $4.99. And then one time I looked at it, it was $21.99. And I said, there is no way I am going to subscribe to digital for $21.99. So I would call the news and be on hold for quite a while. I would end up getting a person that I knew wasn't from the Buffalo area. And I would tell them, I don't want this price. This is ridiculous. So they would turn around and they would say, well, we can lower it to $12.99. I said, no. I said, I'm not paying that. Then they'd come back a couple minutes later. It was almost like if you're at a car dealer and you're going and deciding, they're trying to decide how to sell or what price to sell the car to you at. So I said, you know what? So when she came back and she goes, well, we can give it to you for $4.99 a month for like 3 months, and then we will renegotiate the price with you. And I said, you know what? This is like the third or fourth time that I've done this back and forth with you. And I spend numerous hour and, you know, a half hour on the phone with you dickering price with me that I said, you know what? Forget it. I just don't want it. Well, we can offer you a printed paper and digital for $24.99. I said, I don't want the print. I don't want the printed paper. The only thing it's really good for is to use for scraps and to throw your garbage into. So,
And puppy training.
Yes, absolutely. If I had a puppy, yes, absolutely, absolutely. Or to wrap, like if you're moving, you know, wrap your glasses and so on. That's like you used to.
Great point, so, yes.
Yeah, so I ended up actually canceling that. We're snowbirds, so I did like, you know, reading my paper down in Florida and so on. But when they came back and, you know, I came back to Buffalo, and I seen that price increase, I said, there's no way. And so then, of course, that's when they offered me also the $24.99 for the paper for 7 days. And I said, I don't want it. So in June, I said, you know what, just cancel me. And I was paid up, I think, until August or something like that. And now I don't get it. And I really don't miss it. Once in a while, something will come up and I'll think, oh, okay, I'd like to read that article about that particular incident or whatever, and it would go, you know, it'd give me a thing that says, oh, you can subscribe to this to get this article. And I thought, no, there's another way of probably getting it, and it's going on to the local radio stations and so on, or TV stations. So that's why I stopped getting it. I just wasn't playing that game back and forth all the time with them raising and lowering the prices. And you know, they said, oh, we sent you an email that the price was going to increase. I said, when was that? They gave me the date. I looked at my emails because God knows I had 15,000 of them. I said, nope, there was nothing under that particular day from the Buffalo News. Oh, well, check your spam. I did. No, it wasn't in there. So that's the game they play. And as far as I'm concerned, it's not really even worth paying $4.99 for.
Because we always have your back, Sue. Even when you're in Florida, you can always come right to a WBEN.
That's right, and that's what we do.
Well, that's good. That's good. So how long did you have the Buffalo News before you finally said, this is it?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've been married 51 years, and I think I canceled it a few years ago, probably in 2019, to get just the digital. So I hid it forever.
Now, could you tell me, what did you, I mean, I remember when I delivered the paper in 2000, okay? And it was, the Sunday paper was so thick. I mean, the final physical paper you got, what was the difference between that and the paper when you first subscribed to the Buffalo News?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, even your weekly, you know, like Monday, usually there was not much in there at all, years ago even. But even now, it's like, what, 22 pages? I'd look at it and there's like 22 pages in it, and I'm paying so much for it. I do go up once in a while to get my Sunday paper because I like to look at the real estate and I like to look at the obits. But other than that, and my husband likes to read the sports. But other than that, now that we don't, you know, get it online, that's why I run up to the store to get it. But even then, to pay $5 just frosts me. But in a couple of weeks, I'll be gone and I won't be able to run to the local store to pick it up. But, the final paper was not compared to what it used to be. Yeah, it's nothing like it used to be at all.
Well, Sue, enjoy your last few weeks of the year here, and hopefully you'll bring us with you down to Florida.
Well, I know I'm going to continue the weather until like mid next week. So, yeah, and then I'm going to go down to Florida and enjoy it more. So,
awesome.
All right, I enjoy listening to you, and I do listen to you guys in Florida. So,
well, thank you so much, Sue.
Good work.
Safe travels. Thank you so much, Sue and Alden. It's just like to me, like I said, I was never a regular Buffalo News reader, but you know, I would, if it was there, I would skim through. But when I delivered the paper, I mean, we're talking the Sunday. They gave you those bags. Remember the Buffalo News bags? I remember. I later in life used them to hold water balloons when I went throwing water balloons around. But you know, the big bags, you couldn't put the Sunday paper in those bags. That's how thick the Sunday paper was. I think my parents drove us around. I can't remember what car my mom or dad had at the time. I can't remember what car we would take. But we would fill that car up with these Sunday papers. I mean, they were massive. And like I said, you would have reading material to get you through halfway through the week. And everyone in the neighborhood got that paper. Right, that wasn't the case during the week, but everyone on Sunday got that freaking paper, and it's just and that's when it was $2 at the store. Now it's $5, and it's not even half of the paper that I would run around and deliver. And I get it. Right, you don't have as many advertisements in the paper anymore. There's not as many coupons. There's no Toys R Us Big Book. That doesn't exist. I understand, but I'm just talking about content alone. Take the ads out, and you still have maybe half the Sunday paper. Let's go down to Holland. John.
Beamer, you know, you just hit something right on the head, and this tells a little bit of both of our ages, but I remember back when the paper was, the Sunday paper was 75 cents. I had a subscription when I lived in the city of Buffalo, and then when I was living in Lancaster, that was all I got was the Sunday paper. And honestly, it's because I was cheap. I was poor, you know, like I needed those ads and I needed those coupons in the Sunday paper. And I would get it religiously. I'd look at the sports section. I remember when I was a kid. Do you remember, like, after every single Bills game, the Sunday paper or the following week would have, like, a full-page print of one of the players in color? Like, I would put those up on my wall as a kid.
Oh, yes, that and the Sabres push in 06, right, the 05-06, the year after the lockout, they would have specialty front pages that kind of were like posters, and I had those all around my room, my senior year of high school, for every Sabres win in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I've actually still got a box, which, you know, I should probably just get rid of at this point, but I've got a box of a few of those papers in particular, like the memorable ones. Like, people used to keep it, the paper when, you know, the Kennedy assassination was first printed, or when 9/11 first happened. Like, I still have those. I have the October surprise paper. But, you know, for me, it was. I wanted those ads. I wanted those coupons. You know, I was a poor college kid back when it was 75 cents a piece. And I kept my Sunday subscription all the way when it went up to the screaming high when you were delivering it for $2 on a Sunday. That's when I canceled it. But just like that last woman, which I got to give her a lot of credit because she used the word dickering, and I love that word. But when I called to cancel my subscription, did they dicker hard with me trying to go, well, we can give you a 7-day at this price. And I'm like, it's half the size, guys.
Yeah.
I go, it's not even just half the ads anymore. Everything's online, digital coupons. Even the bonus card went digital. Like, there's no more content.
Giant.
And I remember that was back when it was $2 a week.
Do you remember when it was all about the coupons on Sunday, there would be a sticker on the front of the paper, over $1,000 worth of coupons. They and would advertise.
Coupons inside.
Yes.
Tops didn't even, like, Tops and Wegmans, they wouldn't even, well, Wegmans never had ads, but Tops wouldn't even have their ads in the store because you'd have to wait for the paper to get it. And now there's nothing. You don't need it.
No, there's a basket of coupons when you walk into Tops. I will say this. I tried to collect the coupons, John, because I wanted to get on that TLC show.
The extreme couponing. Yeah. Oh, I always thought, I'm like, man, in my effort to be cheap, can I pull off being on that show? And I remember going, wow, I saved like $60 this week. But, you know, my fault was always that I'd go out there and be like, oh, it's such a deal. I'd be buying crap that I just didn't need for the sake of saying that I used the coupon, so I got it at a screaming deal.
Yeah, it's like, stuff John, like, why do you have cat litter? You don't even have a cat. I had a coupon for it.
Well, it's 99 cents. How can I say no? I can pick up spilled oil with it.
Yeah, I remember watching that Extreme Couponer show, and I was like, how did that kid's getting paid? And I wonder, like, how much of that was real? Because I had a time in my life, John, where I was really into coupons. I was like, how much can I go to the store and not spend a dime? I never made a $100 trip to the store pay me. I think a little of that might have been scripted reality.
I have to agree with you. I think the best that I ever did is when the coupons would get doubled up to 99 cents, and you felt like you were robbing the place when you get something that's normally $3.99 for like a dollar. And you got two of them, and I'm like, oh, boy, did I just score a deal or what? I would watch that show, and I think I remember watching one of the guys. He would take a date out but only go to places that he had coupons for, and he would get, like, a two-for-one deal. Fridays used to have them, $24.99, apps, the whole nine yards, and he'd pay, like, $3. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know if it's impressing a woman that I was able to be so cheap on taking you out.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I'm sure for some that is a skill, right? That's the sixth sense, is that you can cheapness. Oh, we lost John. We lost John. That was you, not me. That was you, not me. But I always love hearing from our friend John in Holland. 803-0930, star 930. Did John just give us our final segment? Yeah, you know, I'm going to put it out there. This was not on my topic sheet, but I'm going to put it out there. Coupons. Are there any, like, extreme couponers out there? John gave us an idea. We're going to run with it. 803-0930, star 930. We'll talk about the paper. John in Williamsville is going to join us right after the break. And are there any people out there that still focus on coupons? Now they just send the coupons, like, in the mail, right? But I want to hear from any extreme couponers if they're out there in the audience. Maybe you used to be one. Maybe you are still one. 803-0930, star 930. One segment left. Beamer on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, come on. Who doesn't like the late 90s when Ricky Martin had like five hits and then went away? Come on. I talked about having songs stuck in your head. Earlier this week, I had Chuck Mangione stuck in my head. Then yesterday, I had American Hi-Fi. You heard that in the first bump. Shake Your Bonbon's what I had stuck in my head in between. So Chuck Mangione to kick off the week. Shake Your Bonbon in the middle of the week. And then American Hi-Fi. So this is what goes on. These songs just get stuck in my head. The only way I can get them out is if I play them for you, the audience, during the bump. Happy Friday. Final segment here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Talking the Buffalo News and going down to 6 days a week and your experience if you used to be a subscriber or still are a subscriber. And then also extreme couponing. I gotta get in the head of an extreme couponer, and we will, but John in Williamsville has been very patient. So before we get to our extreme couponers, we will talk with John in Williamsville. John, you are a subscriber to the Buffalo News.
Yes, I am.
What keeps you hanging on?
I've been a subscriber for over 35 years.
What keeps you hanging on?
Well, after today, hearing that they're going to cut the Monday hard copy, I'm probably going to cancel. But I got to talk to you about some of the things I've seen over 35 years. Okay, the paper, for instance, today's paper is 8 pages, the main section, right? And, you know, a lot of times, especially the Sunday paper, every other page is a full-page ad of garbage, same ads over and over and over. And today, for instance, this was the last straw. Page A4, there's an article in the National News, strapped counties forced to impose Medicaid cuts. All right, this is obviously anti-Trump. But anyway, this same article was in the Buffalo News 2 days ago. Today's Friday. This was in the paper Wednesday, the exact same article. So not only are they cutting down on everything, they're cutting down on paying for articles and then just repeating the same article. That's just one thing.
Wow, they're reposting articles.
Right.
No, but you like the hard copy. You like the physical copy
of
the paper.
I like to sit down and read it, turn the pages and read it. And also another reason why I like it is because I can see who the authors are, you know, who the reporters are. Now most of the time they're from the New York Times and Associated Press, like Peter Baker is a real Trump hater. And then you got Adam Ziglis, the cartoonist, who's got a mental problem, I think. But anyway, I like to get the newspaper articles and the authors, and then I can get on the internet and I can send them a message refuting what they're saying.
Yeah.
You know, I go on X.
Right. Do you think now that there's not a Monday paper and you might discontinue, find another physical paper to subscribe to?
No, what I'd probably do is like the women said that they called. They said, "Doug, I'm going to call up, and I'm gonna get the price down." I do auto pay also, so now that I know that I can get the price down, probably cut in half or more, especially after this cutting of the Monday paper. I'm sure all the subscribers listening to this program are going to be calling the Buffalo News to get a reduced rate if they want to keep it.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, John, let us know how that goes. And thank you for the call, John in Williamsville. You know, he mentioned Adam Zyglis. Adam Zyglis is someone I would love if Adam Zyglis would come on the show. Because obviously he does political cartoons in 2025. I mean, but I want to know, like, his thinking behind these cartoons. I mean, we all know the political cartoon that got national attention. You know, the Buffalo News didn't push back. They applaud Adam Zyglis. He is someone that obviously we do not see eye to eye on politics. I'd like to have a conversation with him. You know, why do you think the way you do? Let's get to understand each other. And then he'd probably draw a cartoon about it. And we are also extreme couponing. So John in Holland talked about coupons. Anita in Lewiston is a couponer. Anita, how do you even start when it comes to coupons in 2025?
Well, it's tough now. And if we're honest, it's very difficult. About 10 years ago, though, was the heyday when the show was on. And for me, it started with a sibling rivalry. My brother and his family lived in Michigan, and they started to do it, right? So I can't be beat with that. So my first transaction was at Wegmans, 200 Oral-B toothbrushes for free.
Now, how did you get them for free? What was the coupon you used? Was it 200 for free?
Yep. The toothbrushes were $1.50. And if you had a 75-cent coupon, which would double, they were free. The receipt was taller than my refrigerator. And we're still working off of those toothbrushes in my home. but it was things like that all the time. Tops was by far the best place to do it because you got gas points. We didn't pay for gas in my household for 4 years because I could extreme coupon enough gas points that we would fill all of our vehicles. It wasn't a problem. The real key to it when you're first starting out is, you know, knowing that there's different regions in the country that have maybe the same coupon for something, but different dollar amounts. So a lot of times I had two friends of mine, or there was the three of us, we were the coupon cougars, we called ourselves, and we would spend literally a Sunday just seeing what was available in other areas of the country, and we stumbled upon that there were coupon clipping services out there that you could buy, you know, maybe 30 or 40 coupons for like $1.25, right? So we would order hundreds of them. And we might get like a coupon in California for 75 cents for an item, where that same item here, maybe we would only get a 50-cent coupon. So you hit on these, you know, 10 for 10s that they would offer. I can tell you that one particular week, Sunny D, the little, you know, single serving ones, those were free. And so were hot dogs. They were for free. And I couponed enough drinks and hot dogs that every child in the school district, there was a small school, had hot dogs and Sunny D for lunch.
Look at that. Look now, so, you know, this screams that there were no restrictions on these coupons.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of times it'll say there might be a limit on there, limit 10 or limit whatever, right? Tops would do 10 at a time. So we had to actually divide our order, you know, by 10s and then check them out. And they would close lanes for us. There, they would come out with the big pallets. Oh, my gosh. I thought my husband was going to kill me. When Barilla Pasta sometimes was on sale, we donated. Oh, my gosh. I think we were up to like $20,000 in donations to charities. It was crazy.
Well, at least you're using your coupon fortunes to help others. That was good.
Oh, yeah. You could never, ever. We would keep what we thought we could use as a family, like, for a year. And then everything else went out the door, you know, to the neighbors, to whoever. And it was cases of stuff. So, which did us in, if we're going to be honest, a lot of the places changed their coupon policies. And COVID really ruined it. It really did.
So what now would you say? I mean, are you still looking for those deals? What's your average coupon week look like?
Not very good, if we're going to be honest. Especially with Rite Aid closing, a lot of times you could find odd things, you know, like maybe laundry detergent or toilet paper that you could do score a good deal. Dollar General, still sometimes, but I have to tell you, it's just a fraction. Maybe I'm down to $10 a week, maybe.
Wow.
And that's a big maybe, yeah. But we definitely had a heyday, that's for sure. And,
You would find the crazy deals. Now, but like on an average week, how different was your bill grocery shopping during the heyday of coupons compared to what it is now?
Well, everything is just such, you know, it's very expensive now. But the thing is, like, if you stocked up when pasta was free or baked beans were free or whatever it was, if you stocked up on those items, then your grocery bill, you know, you could get in and out of Tops. You're just buying your meat and your dairy, right? Because you have everything else. Razors, shaving cream. Big thing, too, we donated to the local high school here in Niagara Wheatfield. Packages of Bic pens. We had hundreds of them because right before school started, they'd be $1.50. So guess what? We were getting those 75-cent coupons and just hitting it. We had quite the heyday back then, that's for sure.
Could have used that donation when I was in school because I was that kid that was always looking for a pen when I walked into the classroom.
Well, I still have some if you need some, Joe.
Well, thank you, Anita. Thank you. That is a great glimpse in because, you know, we all remember the show. And, you know, I'll get the top circular in the mail every week. And there's, you know, a good deal or two. I might get, you know, a dollar off of bread, but... I watch that show and I think, man, I really missed out on when you could get, like you said, right, 200 free toothbrushes.
Well, the thing is with the show too, and in some parts of the country down south, they would walk out with money sometimes, right? You couldn't do that here, but down there, instead of getting like gas points or whatever we get here, sometimes the coupon would exceed what the sale price was. So in different parts of the country, they would have to give you that money back.
I was going to say, because there's the episode where the kid walks out with like $10 and he has three
right.
carts full of food.
Yeah, that's what happens. So the coupon in that instance exceeded the sale price, maybe it'd be a penny or two, right? But by law in those different areas, they would have to, you know, give you that money back.
Man, we could really use a revival of the coupon era.
Oh, you're not kidding. We used to teach classes and community ed and everything with it. It was insane back then.
And
you miss it.
You got into it because of the show, or?
Well, the show got my brother and his wife interested in it. And I'm telling you, in our household with the siblings, it's you're not going to outdo me. I'm going to show you, right? So so we started doing it. And then we're like, my poor mother, she's getting the call. Oh, I got this. I got that, right? And, it was total. We had such a good time with it. We really did.
Well, Anita, thank you for sharing that. I'm upset that I missed out on the coupon era, but great stories, great stories. Anita in Lewiston, 200 free toothbrushes, free Bic pens. Like I said, I could have used those Bic pens when I was in school. I'm sure I was not the only one, but, you know, not many things have changed 20 years later. I would always lose the pens. My parents would get me a bag of pens when the school year started, and by the end of September, I was. Oh, do you have a pen? Do you have a number two pencil for the Scantron? I was. I never lost the backpack. Like I think that's what I can honestly say. I never lost a backpack. I never lost, a calculator or a lock. But man, those pens went walking. The pens, the pencils, the textbooks, the homework assignments never got home. I don't know what happened. The homework assignments ended up with the Bic pens, I think. But that's just crazy that, you know, they allowed all that to happen, the doubling of the coupons. And I mean, now you think of anything. Like I the local grocery store that hands out coupons now, like you read on there, the first one is $3.99, and then after that, it's $5.99 with your membership card. Like, everything seems to have just a small essay of restrictions whenever you get something like that. But that's interesting. It's interesting. It's also like, that's an era, right? We talked about one-hit wonders and what was the best era for one-hit wonders. This, what Anita's talking about, that was an era for coupons and extreme couponing. And you could really, if you knew what you were doing, if you knew, like Anita knew what you were doing, you really could get maximum out of these coupons that a lot of people, let's be honest, threw away, right? They looked at these things and threw them away. You know, you had in the 90s, you had the Columbia House CDs. In the early 2000s, you had the coupons. You had Monopoly in the 90s, too. And I think we've all seen that documentary about the scam, the McDonald's Monopoly, where people were buying the pieces. They were taking them off the line. By the way, McDonald's is bringing Monopoly back. You know, I am not much of one to visit McDonald's, but they're bringing Monopoly back, and it just makes me think of when I was a kid, you would get the physical Monopoly board, right? And you would peel things off of your fries, your drink, and you would align them up on the board. And you know, the hope was that you'd win something and hand it in. Here, I want my Sega Game Gear that I've earned by collecting all the railroads. Now they're bringing that back, but there's no physical board. I'm Mr. Nostalgia. I want them to bring back compilation discs but if you're going to bring the game back, I scanning it. If you tell me this piece is what shows up when you scan the QR code. Now, I'm sorry. I'm not saying this is what's happening. Okay. I'm not saying this is what's happening. But when you're telling me, hey, scan this and that's what this piece is. Is it? You know what I mean? Like, I want to physically see the piece. Is this Park Place or not? Right? But now I got to get my phone. I got to download your app. I got to scan the QR code, and then that's going to tell me. Remember when you would be sitting there as, you know, I was a kid. You'd be sitting there as McDonald's right down the street from where we grew up. And you'd get a fry, right? Because my parents would leave $20, and we'd go up and get lunch. And you peel it off. And, you know, one's like for Park Place, and the other one's a free quarter pounder. You're like, oh, my God. I get to come back here, and I don't have to spend a dime. There was something about when you open a drink, you open your drink, and you look on the cap, and it says free Sprite. You're like, oh my gosh, this is great. You know, we would go to the Hornell convenience store before going to Ruthie's house after school, and I would go and I would get a Little Debbie snack and a Sprite. I was obsessed with Sprite when I was a kid. And as you're walking, you turn that thing, and you're like, oh, either it says try again. A free item. I never got anything more than just a free item. But now, put this code into your phone. It's not the same. It's not the same, right? It's like if you did a scratch-off ticket for the lottery, and after you scratch all the numbers, scan here. I mean, they do have that. But if you couldn't tell you won without scanning the ticket, it's like, I don't know. Some people are going to assume shenanigans. It doesn't have that same immediate feeling. But that's fascinating that there was a time where there were such little restrictions on getting free stuff out of the grocery store. Tom Bowerly is here, and he is going to get you home for the weekend. Tom, happy Friday, my friend.
Oh, listen to you. Listen to you. I'm going to get you home for the weekend. As long as the traffic continues to improve and get better, but I felt pretty impotent, in every sense of the word, over the past couple of days. Despite Trevor's best efforts, Joe, and he did incredible work, I know that a lot of people were stuck, especially the truckers. Good grief.
Yeah, tough few days for the truckers, and then you get that news, and isn't that the worst? It's like it's the biggest tease. You get the news that they're starting to move things through, but you've got days of backup, and you're not even feeling the effects for hours after you get that alert.
Well, it's tremendously interfering with delivery of my plutonium nuclear bomb, so I'm not very happy about that. No laughter. You actually thought I was serious there for a minute.
No, that's I was going to say the guy who called in and said they shouldn't check the trucks, they should just put a seal on them until they get to their dock, that would be an issue.
Well, actually, I don't hate that idea at all because, Joe, I'm one of these creeps. I support ICE. I support the crackdown on illegal invasion of the United States. But I do believe that in most cases, it would be so helpful if we would go back to the way things were before 9/11. Because it's just the other day, Vice President Vance talked about the Canadian-American border being a point of illegals coming into the United States. So clearly, if that's the case, even the advanced security isn't stopping them from coming in. So why not make it easier for everybody else and catch the illegals later? You know, like when they go to vote or register to drive.
Yeah. I mean, catch them somewhere. But, you know.
Catch them somewhere.
Catch them somewhere. Instead of giving them...
I was going to name a store, and I held back on that. I'm just saying.
It's funny. You know, the state wants to throw everything at them, a debit card. Tom, you know, my Kathy Hochul rebate check went to the wrong address. The state can find me when they want to bill me. They can find the illegals when they want to give them a phone and a debit card. But my little rebate check, I got to go now bother the tenant in another building that I haven't lived in for 2 years.
Let's just say this. The whole idea of a rebate check from Kathy Hochul or Albany is absurd, people. When you receive these checks, all it means is they took more money from you than they needed so that before an election next year, they can come back and say, look what we did. We helped your pocket. That's your money. They
exactly.
took too much. It's like when governments say, we have a budget surplus. You have a budget surplus because you're overtaxed, numbnuts.
Exactly. Tom, there's one last thing. I know I got to ask you. I want to ask you what's coming up on your show. But
I have no idea.
Do you know what happened 30 years ago today? And I cannot believe I didn't bring it up in the last 2 hours.
30 years ago today. Was that my 50th birthday?
Oh.
Oh, just having some fun.
Come on, you're not 50 yet.
Shut up.
30 Please. Years ago today, OJ was acquitted.
Yeah, yeah. How time flies, ora fugit. And you know what, Joe? To me, the lesson here is not that OJ was acquitted. The lesson here for everybody is how quickly time moves forward, because it seems like only yesterday. So therefore, you have to seize the moment and enjoy the time you have, because between the time you watched OJ being acquitted and this very day right now, it has been 30 years. And how many blocks of 30 years do human beings have? Maybe 2.5, 3?
3 if they're lucky.
If they're lucky. So time flies, and don't ever forget that.
That is a fact. Tom, what's coming up?
I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Sounds great. Can't wait to hear it.
I'm just being purposely evasive. I'm weighing a couple of things. Joe, I've got so much. I'm loaded for bear. Let's just say that. Plenty of sharp arrows in my quiver.
As always, can't wait to hear it. Tom Bowerly is kicking your weekend off after the news with Tom Puckett. I'll talk to you Sunday at 10 for Hardline, and then back here at 1 o'clock on Monday. Have a great weekend. Go Hokies, go Bills. I'll talk to you Sunday on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.